Summer Meeting by Elvy Rhodes, read by Andover.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
So there you are. We've read both plays, Priestley's When We're Married and William Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. We've read them together, and each one of us has read them at home, on our own. Ursula glanced with some doubt around the group gathered in her sitting room. It was her sitting room, partly because no other member had one quite as large, or could offer a full complement of comfortable chairs, with no one reduced to sitting on the floor or on a kitchen stool. But mostly because she was the producer of the Minden Amateur Dramatic Society, and as such, had the power. As a sop, or out of the kindness of her heart, as she would have said, she never served anything other than good coffee. None of your nasty, instant stuff with semi-skimmed, or worse still, powdered milk, which tasted like whitewash. No, the finest filtered Colombian with cream, and it was this delicious smell that was now drifting from the kitchen into the room where they sat. At least, I hope we've all read them at home. She looked around the circle, not quite trusting one or two.